stop work orders that you got. Well, just let's go back to the July 31st deadline here and talk about what happened in your world since then.
Actually, we've received three stop work orders that affected about 22 people. One of those was rescinded, and we did have about six people back to work for a while, but that'll only be for a few days because there's not enough funding to carry them much further than that. So that's what we're up against right now.
What are the projects? What can you tell me about the projects that you're working on for the FAA?
One of them is a Mission Essential type project. It is the new federal NOTAM system that has not been revamped since the teletype system that's actually operational at 10 airports and scheduled to go to more. And that is the group that we have back at work for a few days. But after that funding is exhausted, we're not sure what's going to happen. And then some of the other work that we're doing supports the modernization of the en route facilities, which is some of the large construction contracts that were stopped. Our group works with the en route facilities to monitor those contracts, and so they're at a stop too.
So essentially, when the stop work orders come from the FAA, that's pretty much it. There's nothing you can do, right, except go to your people and say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything for you to do until they allow us to continue to work?
That's pretty much what we did. We had corporate meetings. We tried to determine what was going to happen, and we have people that are on either leave or leave without pay. But essentially, after they use their leave, they will be on leave without pay.
Yeah. As we got to, say, mid-July, late July, and then this deadline came closer, I have to confess, I pay attention to what's going on in the federal government every day. This one kind of snuck up on me. Did it sneak up on you and some of the other vendors that work with the FAA, too? Was there an assumption, which I think would be fair, that, well, they certainly wouldn't let this slip by, even with the debt deal stuff going on?
I think all of us that have been there for a long number of years have thought that this would really not happen, but as the clock was ticking, I think more of us thought that this really is going to happen. They're going to let this happen, and so a lot of us became, I think, pretty nervous. But still, when we did get the stop work orders, it was kind of a shock.
Mm-hmm. What else? Is your company involved with other federal agencies, other contracts, or is this really a situation where this has put quite a damper on your ability to perform as a company?
Well, I would say we do have a few other federal agencies that we support, but the FAA is by far our largest client. I would say probably about 80 to 90% of our business, so this is going to put a large damper on the business. Yes.
I don't know how to ask this question without sounding maudlin, but what do you do for a month? I mean, with this, as I mentioned in the beginning, Leader Reid saying we're not going to pass the House version. The House is now gone, so this is pretty much where you are for until after Labor Day.
Right, and this is not something that we really wanted to hear. In fact, I had information a few minutes before I came on that the House had actually passed a version, sent it to the Senate, and the Senate did not pass or act upon it, so the Senate adjourned before they voted on this. So we are essentially sitting here in August. So what it means, we're not quite sure. Since the FAA lost their authorization to spend as of the 22nd. And we're not sure. I mean, it may mean that we need to do either layoffs or temporary furloughs, which will put us in a real bind, you know, at the end of August before they come back to vote on this.